Hello, and welcome back to another show of Mind Your Business. Today, we will be talking with Rose Imperio. She is a Jesus follower, a wife to a servant leader, husband, a mom of two wonderful boys, founder of the Virtual Empire, and a social media manager for Christian women coaches, entrepreneurs, helping them to build a solid presence and establish their authority online, all for the glory of God, who made everything possible. Rose is calling in today or streaming in today with us from Dubai. And so it is a pleasure. She is a really beautiful person. She loves the Lord and she loves to share the gospel as well as teach others the way to be a Christian in business. So thank you so much for joining us today and welcome, Rose.
Hello, Janikia. Thank you for having me here in your show. I'm so excited for today.
I know, I'm excited to have you here. And I think I'm going to be visiting with you tomorrow on your show. Is it tomorrow?
So we'll have another like this on Thursday. But we'll switch places.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So go ahead, Rose, and tell us who you are, what you do, and why you do it, and what got you started.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Rose. I'm the founder of the Virtual Empire. We provide social media management services, and we serve Christian female coaches and entrepreneurs. So we help build them a solid presence online. At the same time, we also help them establish an authority online as the go-to coach in their areas of expertise. And I think the most valuable service that we provide for our clients is their most valuable asset, which is time. And that's time for them to focus more on what they do best, which is helping people, help them have a transformation life and help them with their everyday lives, maybe through wellness, mindset, like what you do, right? And then with their lives and all that. So how did I start? Well, as I pray for this business since the start of the year, me and my husband will pray for a business so that I can stay at home and take care of my kids and, you know, just have or spend more time with them since I have a 3-year-old and a year old. So I really want to, you know, be able to be a helpmate to my husband, but at the same time, be able to be present with my kids. So I actually had lots of trainings with regards to social media management. I got really interested with it. At the same time, I also had an internship with the social media queen, Miss Rachel Peterson. So I really learned a lot from that experience and all that. And so, as you know, my story, I always wanted to work with coaches because I really believe in the value that they their customers, you know, the way they help them experience a fulfilled life and to change their mindset. So I really know right then and there, as I prayed for it, that I want my business to be a part of something big, a business that helps others. And that's the reason why I really love working with coaches. But very recently, I got on working with Christian women coaches and entrepreneurs, specifically because I feel that that's where the Lord leads me. Because I always have this routine that every day I would pray, read my Bible, and then would ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I don't want to do this business alone. If I were to do this, I need you to be with me because I need to figure it out with you. I want you to be included in the business and I want you to be the center of it all, because I believe that once you surrender your life to the Lord, you really have to surrender everything, which includes the business. So I cannot say, you know, I surrender my life to you, Lord, without me surrendering a big part of it, which is the business. So I would rather, you know, have a business with him rather than to have money in the business without the Lord. Because he always, or he reminded me during my quiet time about this verse. What is it that profits a man to gain the world and lose his soul? So that's a big risk, and that's a risk I'm not willing to take. And that's the reason why I pivot on serving Christian women, because I really know that I could relate to the stories that they tell. I could add on that when it comes to content creation, when it comes to engagement. It would be easier for me because as a social media manager, part of my job is to engage. And most of the time, that's also the reason why coaches and entrepreneurs cannot do it themselves, because they don't have time to do that. So I would do it for them. And in order for me to do that, as an effective social media manager, you actually need to mimic the voice of your client or whatever their brand's voice is. So you really need to be them. So as you engage, you need to be perceived as what the brand wants to be perceived as, what their value is as a brand, especially if it's a personal brand for coaches. You really have to be effective in a way that you know how to engage with others, like how that person would engage to them. So I think it could really relate when I work with Christian coaches and entrepreneurs.
Okay. So when you found your niche and your target audience, how hard was it for you to attract Christian clients?
It was really hard. As we talked, I told you, right, that there's not really a lot of coaches was really out there. It was really bold in saying that they're Christian coaches and all that. And I would find them in, you know, private groups like Christian groups and all that, but not really when you search online. And that's why I made it my personal mission to help them, you know, to help them build that solid presence. Because I believe that the world needs you, needs all of you, needs coaches. Now more than ever, the social media world, the online world needs Christian, you know, Christian women in the marketplace, because we really need to proclaim the goodness and the grace of the Lord through. So it's kind of hard, but not that much. I'm enjoying the journey, and I'm also enjoying the journey of helping them out to really be able to find the content that they want to work with when it comes to moving online and all that. And of course, Christian coaches doesn't just really exclude, they're not exclusive. Like there are some coaches who need to work with a non-Christian women or males as well. So that's not going to be a problem because with Christian coaches. And I really believe that the Lord has different tasks for each one of us. He has different, you know, we just need to obey those words. And for some, they might be called to a marketplace where non-Christians are there, and that's where the Lord will put them, and that is where they will be effective in leading these people to the Lord, But there are also some who are called to serve the flock, which is the Christian women and entrepreneurs, and that's where I am. But regardless of who we serve, we only have an audience of one, and that is the Lord. So ultimately, everything that we do, whoever we do it for, is all for the glory of our Lord Jesus. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Years ago, when I finally decided that I was going to start my coaching business and go out there, I wanted to do it as a Christian and I wanted to push those Christian values within my business. But I had a mentor that told me that if I wanted to make any money, I better not be pushing Christian values. And so at that point in time, you know, I was just like, well, working with you is a good idea because if I can't bring my Christian values into what I'm doing, then I shouldn't be doing it because it's not my work. The Lord gave this work to me. And so for 6 years, it has been a struggle trying to get the niche and really understand how to acclimate this into the coaching world. And so, you know, I just started praying and I went on my spiritual journey. And when I heard the Spirit talking to me saying, you know, in order for this to happen, you have to truly walk in your call. And you know what your call is. And I heard this, like, what did Jesus come here for? Well, he came for transformation and the renewing of our minds. And at that point, I'm like, mindfulness is exactly what that is. And so that at that point, when I realized right at this moment, when everything is going on, I'm like, this is the time now. You know, maybe 6 years ago, it wouldn't have been the time. But because of all of the work that I've put into it, all the research and the study and the training that I've done, I realize how effective it can be now. And so I saying and outside of Christ. And I believe wholeheartedly that only what you do in Christ will last. Now, when I get clients, do I push that on them?
Well, it really
is all over my life what I do. So when you come to work with me, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Go well, ahead. Because and that's what about when I wins, what we need absolutely in this marketplace.
Exactly. But well, the thing is this, as I mentioned.
So when you are how many No, go ahead.
So as I mentioned earlier, we are all called in the marketplace and we are called to serve different people. Maybe the Lord is telling you to serve others, Christians alike. And for others like me, I was called to serve the flock. But the thing is, regardless of who you are serving, you really have to make sure that you do it for an audience of one, and that is the Lord. And I really believe that regardless of who you want to serve, it will still be the Lord who will give you those people. Like, if they are non-Christians, it's for sure that comes from the Lord because he is our source. So the main question would be that I would ask is that, is your business or is Jesus included in the business? Because if he is, then your faith should be one of the values that should be perceived in your brand, right? Because you are a Jesus lover. But should you always mention Jesus in everything that you do? I really believe that there's a time and place for everything. And the Lord will tell you if it's because your people, the one that you are taking care of or the one that you are coaching, they have different needs, right? But you are the one that they trust and you should really talk to them in a language that they would understand. Because if you will push Jesus right away in a bat in a person who doesn't even know him, then who you know, it's not gonna work because he doesn't know who Jesus is. That person should know him first. And how would he know Jesus? Through you, through the work that you do, how you talk to this person, how you guide him, how you do your coaching, how honest are you with the feedback that you provide with him. And at the end of the day, he would see, we are all representatives of the Lord. Everything that we do, we represent him. And that's why it's very important to know what is our foundation, right? What's the basis of what we are doing? Because I really believe that everything comes from him. Every client that we will handle will come from him. It's not even our own skills and how we negotiate or how we market ourselves. It's not like that. It's the Lord who would give them to you at the right time, at the right place, at the right moment, because he's the greatest planner. You know how he created the world in 7 days, how he made a man and a woman. It's all planned because the Lord is like that. Every single detail, he's there and you will see him there. So if it's a question of should you include faith in your business, well, the question is faith the basis of your business? Because if it is, then it just, it should be, because it's the basis of it all. And how do you do your business, right? How do you do your coaching? What is the foundation? Is it the love of the Lord? Then you should show it to that person. But if your question is if you should be exclusive of serving only Christian who needs your business, I would really honestly believe that the world needs a lot of Christian coaches, and most of those people doesn't know the Lord yet. And that's the reason why I believe the Lord put that desire in your heart, because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. And I believe you are one of those harvesters,
Yes.
right? And we really don't believe in you being exclusive on who you serve. But if you are, because there was a question raised in one of the Facebook groups, like, she's so afraid that clients will, get away from her because of her beliefs and all that. And so she doesn't want to include faith in all of it, in all of the doings, or she's not actually sure if she should even mention faith and everything, right? Well, the thing is, it would always come, we would always experience that. Like, are we doing the right thing, right? We are gonna question that. And the enemy would also put doubts into our hearts if are we really doing it right? Right? The Genesis 3 attack. But we are the one who has the relationship with the Lord. So it means that we are the one, the Lord has put that desire in our hearts. And if that client will, get away from you, well, then that's not the right moment, right? Are we more concerned? Or are we genuinely concerned with a transformation of our clients, right? I think that we should always decide on that. Instead of, just the money coming in, coming out, and all that, we really have to be focused on why. Because if we're doing it for the Lord, then we are genuinely concerned about the transformation of this person, right? Whether or not we tell them about Jesus, right? Our main concern is for them to know who you serve, right? And whether or not they are your right people, it's the Lord who will decide that, right? Because it's the Lord who gives you those clients, who gives you If they're not ready to hear about the Lord yet, then there would come a time that they would be ready for it. And they would be the one to, go back to you and ask you, what was it again that you were trying to tell me before? Because they genuinely believe in the coaching program that you have and how you do your work, because you're serving a great master, right? And it will all manifest in what you're doing. They would all see that. I really believe that faith without action is dead. So meaning, your actions speaks louder than words. If you're, it's not manifesting on what you do, then it's not right, right? So I think that they should see Jesus in you as a coach, and whether or not they're Christians, then it's not an issue. it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be an issue because the Lord has called you to be a coach for everyone who needs you, may it be Christians or non-Christians, because that is a service that you provide and there's a lot of values in it. So yeah, that's my answer. I'm sorry, it was quite long.
No, that's fine. And I totally agree with you because, you know, I always do a discovery call. And that way we find out what it is we are looking for on our journey when we want to set up our strategic life plan. And so I need to understand where you are and what your end goal is. And if I am not the coach, because it's not just about me deciding if I want to work with you, but it's about you deciding if you want to work with me. And if I can't offer you what you need, that's what I love about networking. There are other coaches that I could refer you to that could fit your needs. And so, you know, I don't want to deny anyone their call. And sometimes things just don't go together. And so when they don't, you can't get upset and be like, well, you don't want to work with me because of my faith or because, well, like you said, they just may not be there yet. And you can't turn them away. You just need to find them a place that they can go, because you never know, they could circle come to you. So I absolutely love what you said about that, because sometimes it's hard. I've gotten into a lot of Christian groups that it is overwhelming how many Christian entrepreneur and coaches are out there that we are often not even aware of. And some people feel really refreshed when they are able to find that group, because it feels like it's far and few in between. But like you said, the harvest is plenty. You know, and so we sometimes have to go looking for that good fruit. And so I'm glad when I pray about what it is that I want the Lord to do for me. It's not the fact that what I want him to do for me, but what he wants me to do with what he gives me. And so, you know, I ask for direction and I ask him to order my steps and not to lean on my understanding, because leaning on his will help him to lead me where I go. And so how many clients do you usually work clients do you have on your roster?
Well, I'm currently working with two, and I'm waiting for another one. But the thing is, I'm also limited in my handling clients. But what I'm doing now is that I actually have a team of Christian moms as well who would be able to help me out. To service other Christian women entrepreneurs out there. So I am really excited to work with them. And I'm really passionate about putting them there for them to be visible. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who's looking for them, as you mentioned, right? And you would only see them, most of them, in private groups, which is not even searchable if you will a coach or something. So I'm really excited on what the Lord wants me to do. And it might be challenging and I might struggle a bit, but I know that I can do all things through him. So yeah.
So I know when we first started talking, you talked to me a little bit about some of the struggles that you had, but you realized that, you know, you were in a place of, you know, do what I want to do, but I want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. How have you been able to stay within that and know that, you know what, I am doing the right thing? Because I believe, I follow you. I'm in your group. I see what you do, how you motivate and encourage and uplift other women. So I know right away that you are definitely making a difference in the lives of others. So how does that affect you now? And how do you feel about that?
Well, it's all about him, right? I mean, it's all about him. It's not even about me or what I do, but it's all about him. Well, what I do is that I really spend time with him, like read the word, because that's his word, that's his letter for me. And then I would always ask if this is something that he wants me to do, because again, I don't want to get out, I don't want to be away to the peace of the Lord, because as I mentioned to you when we were talking, right, there was a moment in my time during this entrepreneurship that there's nights and nights that I would cry out to the Lord because there's a spiritual warfare, but I'm not really, I'm not in my best place because I don't feel like I'm doing what I should be doing. And that's how the Lord will work in your heart. He will stir it up, and then he will always bring you back to the word. And that is the word of, and he mentioned it in Mark, Matthew, Luke. So I really know that he wants to focus on that and to focus on him rather than to focus on what I can do, right? Because who am I, right? Who am I? He's a big God, and he can give me clients if he wants to, in just a snap of the finger. But he also wants me to be ready. He wants to prepare me for the things ahead, and it will not always be easy, as he mentioned in his word, right? Everything that you will experience is come on demand, but he would always give you a way out, and that's how wonderful it is. He's not gonna let you stay there if he doesn't want you to stay there. He will always give you an exit way, right? And he will always guide you. That's why it's really important that you spend that time with him and that you would really be sensitive on what he wants to tell you and where he wants to lead you. Because at the end of the day, he's the greatest coach out there. Is the greatest business, is the greatest social media manager, is the greatest in everything that we have. And if we want be in something, we always go to the best teacher. And that is him. The wisdom that he'll pour in, all the ideas that we have, all the wisdoms that we have, all the great things that we could create only comes from him because he's the one who created us. So it doesn't make sense if he's the one who created you and gave you the wisdom if you're not gonna, who's the source of it all, right? So that's the thing, and always be accountable. So we are also accountable with them in the same respect. All the details, because there are details in the business that you need to have it within the business. But you would always ask for prayers, for guidance, like if there's something bothering you. So it's also important that you have an accountability partner. For me, that is my husband. So he would always give me time in doing pursuing this business, but at the same time, he would also, be the one to tell me that, oh, okay, Lord, and what is the Lord telling you? It's really important that we have that support system as well, who believes in what he believes in, because if you have a disconnect, then it's not. So that's really important as well.
Absolutely. So, why don't you let everyone know how they can get a hold of you and how they can come to work with you, find your group, and just be able to get words of encouragement from you?
Yes, so everyone who's watching right now, maybe live or on a replay. So first, I want to say thank you to Nikia for having me here, for guesting me here. I'm so excited to have my version of this next Thursday. So if you would like to know more about the services that I provide, you can go to my website. It's thevirtualempire.biz, BIZ. Or you can go to my Facebook page, and that is the Virtual Empire. I'm also available on Instagram. That's Rose Imperial underscore the Virtual Empire. And also, I have a private Facebook group for Christian women and entrepreneurs. So if you want to know some tips and tricks on how to build your presence online and how to be visible, I will give Danika the link. So So she can get it, or she can, I can comment it here on this thread. So you can join us there and you can give us your prayers there. And also, we have a sister spotlight every Thursday. That is where I interview ladies of the Lord, or our sisters in the place, and to the of you, this week. And we will also have it in podcast so that there will be more women would be inspired in everything that we do, especially those Christian women who are new in the marketplace. So I really believe that that platform will inspire them to be the best that they can be for the Lord.
Absolutely. So much for your time, because I
Thank
know it's
you.
getting late where you are. And so I won't hold your time any longer. Go kiss your husband and love your babies and have a good evening.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful to be able to know you and to be able to just learn from you. Thank you today for watching. Listening to what Rose had to say. She's a very empowering woman. She's got a lot of great things going on. So please check her out. I will get that information out to you. It will be posted on my Facebook page as well as my website. So you can check her out there and you'll have links to be able to get to her, because I'm sure we're going to be network friends and we're going to be connected for a while. And so I'm so excited to see the great things that God is going to be doing in your life and how he's going to work with you in the lives of others. So everybody, thank you for tuning in. Join me back later on tonight at 8 p.m. when KJ King will be on. He is originally from Muncie, and he's going to be joining us tonight to talk about his new business that he has launched and some things that he's got going on. So thank you. And until then, remember, you were created with a purpose, and God bless you. Thank you. All right, Russ, hang on for me. All right, there we go.